This is Steve Sherlock with another Franklin Matters radio show. This shares my conversation with candidate for the planning board, Beth Wehrling. This is one of a series of conversations with candidates for the Franklin election on November 2nd, 2021. I do this to provide Franklin, Mass. Voters with accurate and timely info so that they can use it to cast an informed vote. We cover the candidate questions as previously developed in conjunction with the community and shared with the candidates. Five of the questions are general in nature. The sixth is specific to the role of each candidate, in this case, for the planning board. This conversation runs about 14 minutes, so let's listen to my interview with Beth Wehrling. All right, Steve Sherlock here for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, anywhere on the internet at WFPR.FM and 102.9 on the local Franklin area dial. Today, another candidate interview, this time with Beth Wehrling for the planning board. Beth, welcome and thank you for doing this.
Thanks, Steve. I'm really excited to be here and talk about my candidacy for the Franklin Planning Board.
Indeed. That's what we're here to share, your story, your info. Let's start there. What is your Franklin story? Tell us about your life here.
Sure. Happy to. Well, I grew up in nearby Mansfield and first came to Franklin where I was hired to be the town planner in 2007. And 3 years later, in 2010, my husband, Bob, and I bought our first home on School Street, across the street from Dean College. When Bob and I were deciding what community to move to, we knew immediately we wanted it to be in Franklin. And we were especially attracted to the downtown area. We fell in love with the community right away. Not because I worked in town, but because of all that Franklin had and still has to offer. With a sense of community, open space areas, restaurants, the walkability of the downtown, access to the train station, ease of access to highways, and because my bias, the high quality municipal services, having worked for the community, I saw that firsthand. Franklin was the right choice for us. Franklin's a special place. I really love our community. I love the friendliness of the neighborhoods and the friends you make. I found even when you were a newcomer to the town, which has many lifelong residents, you just became part of the community. Throughout my years as a town planner, I met and worked with many of the members of the community. I worked directly with the citizens, including the developers, contractors, business owners. I worked with other government entities, including, members of the local planning board, the committees and the state agencies, Franklin Downtown Partners, and so many more of our important community groups. I realized that our town has so many people that work countless hours to make a community what it is, which I find pretty amazing. It's because this town is so friendly that when Bob and I were ready to look for a new home, we only moved a quarter mile down the street to our new home on Main Street, right around the corner, next to the town common. Right now, we love watching all the fantastic community events there, including the farmers market and most recently the cultural festival. We enjoy walking to the town common in the snow and looking at the holiday decorations. And we're just amazed by all the walkers that parade by with all the most adorable dogs. We've made friends with some of the walkers simply by just waving and saying hello. It's just the sense of warmth and community that we really love about this town.
Yeah, the common certainly brings a number of us together on a regular and irregular basis. You never know who
Absolutely.
You're going to meet there. And it is a special place in all the seasons. Also, as a regular walker, and yeah, we've met too on the way by. It's like, hey, how you doing?
Yep. There's Steve.
Yes, there he is. He's out walking again, pounding the pavement. So moving into the next question, participating in elections clearly is one of the key freedoms of American life, and voting is one of those primary responsibilities of us as citizens. While the law does not require citizens to vote, voting is an important part of any democracy and specifically in our local government. What can you tell us about your own voting record? And if you have not been an active voter, please tell us why. There are some reasons why, whatever. But then how important is it that we elect people who are active participants in the election process? So I realize there's multiple questions. We can stop and choose and come back for those too. So.
Sure. For me, this is an easy one. You know, I have voted in every election, as I believe it's a civic duty and responsibility, especially mine. If you want something to happen, you need to make it happen by participating in the electoral process, by becoming a candidate for your office, by voting, by supporting a candidate. In simple terms, you can't make something happen without participating.
And then shifting somewhat into the health arena, because of the COVID-19 pandemic, the community is certainly interested in knowing if you've been vaccinated for COVID-19 and or if you think there should be a mask mandate for Franklin. But really, I think the key question within that is, you know, what measures should government take to protect the public from the virus? And how should those efforts be delineated between local, state, and federal government?
Sure. Yes, I have been vaccinated, and I'm not a doctor, a medical profession, nor an expert in COVID, but I would hope the town, as well as the state and federal government, will rely on experts for guidance when setting policy and mandates for the citizens to follow. Should a mandate occur, because science and public health experts indicate that it's the best practice to follow, you know, I'll have no issues wearing a mask to keep my friends family safe. I care about them. I haven't had any issues wearing a mask over the past year and a half. And as we've combated the worst pandemic we've faced in our lifetime, it's not a tough choice for me. In my opinion, get vaccinated and wear a mask when it's needed. It's simple.
Yes, indeed. I concur on that. And I wear a mask frequently, particularly when places, not so much town buildings, because I know the town buildings have been specially treated. They've got the ventilation, the UV filtering, etc. But in other public places, particularly indoor, yeah, I'll wear a mask because I've got members of the family who are immunocompromised. I don't want to put them at risk by what I do. So
yeah. It's not just about me. It's about others too.
Correct. So moving along then, what are three important actions you believe are needed to move Franklin forward?
Sure. I've thought about this one from both, I guess, just the general perspective, as well as how I would look at this from a planning board perspective. And I am a professional planner with 22 years of experience in the field. I believe expertise and professional qualifications are what is needed, not only for our planning board, but also for other boards and committees to move our community forward. I believe our community is going to move forward. We have members on our boards and committees that can actively participate on boards to which they're elected. I believe presently we have members who have to recuse themselves regularly due to conflict of interest, which creates unnecessary issues, which I hope to address. And I believe we'll move forward if we treat each other with respect and kindness, are open to new ideas, and look to new ways to grow. I believe the planning board needs members that will treat all involved in the planning process with respect, from curious citizens to the experienced developer. And we'll be able to move forward if we're open to listening to new voices that bring fresh and original ideas.
Good. And then the final of kind of the standard questions that all the candidates get, what experience or background, I think you alluded to that a little bit, would help you serve in this particular role? Or another way to phrase it is, what would you bring to the table that would help set you apart from the other candidates?
Well, I believe I'm most qualified for this position because I've made planning my life's work. I received my undergraduate degree in environmental design with a concentration in urban studies from UMass Amherst, and my graduate degree in public administration from Clark University. I've been a successful career professional for more than 20 years, working in the field of planning, economic development, and construction management. My most direct experience for this office was my 8-year tenure as Franklin's town planner. As the planner, I provided staff reviews of all the plans before the planning board, drafted zoning bylaws, assisted with the writing of many of our community planning documents, some of which are still in use today. I attended Planning Board, Economic Development Committee, Design Review Committee, Public Land Use Committee, Master Plan Committee meetings. In addition to those responsibilities, I also went to many of the ZBA, Conservation Committee meetings and Town Council meetings. So I understand how our town operates, not only from the perspective of being a former Franklin Municipal employee, but I also engaged as an engaged resident of the community. Since my husband Bob and I moved to Franklin over 10 years ago and living in the downtown, I've been an active member of the Franklin Downtown Partnership. I volunteer regularly to assist in partnership activities, and I've also been a former member of the board. You know, I give back to the community, and it's very important to me. I feel that it's very important to me because of that fact, and it's my civic duty to participate on a board that I can help shape Franklin's future. Planning is an ever-evolving field where new ideas are plentiful. I guess this means that being open to new ideas and looking for new ways to learn and grow is critical. On a board that has been served by the same members for quite a while, I'll bring a fresh and informed perspective that will act in the best interest of our community. I'll add an experienced and highly knowledgeable voice to a board that needs new ideas. Mm-hmm. My priority is representing the residents of Franklin. I have no hidden motives. I have no vested interests. I have no conflicts. It'll help me not to blur my decision-making process, which I feel that times on the board is currently what happens.
I think in your answer there, you've pre-answered some of the parts in the next question, which was focused specifically for the planning board. And that's fine. You can just elaborate on the pieces that you didn't cover, but I think you covered a lot of it. That in terms of the planning board question specifically for those listening was, if any conflict of interest do you see for yourself with upcoming planning board issues? And would any of the prior decisions that the planning board have posed a potential conflict?
I have no conflicts now, nor will I have any conflicts, or have I had any conflicts in the past. You know, as I mentioned, just like you said previously, we have members serving now who have recused themselves regularly due to conflicts of interest. I feel that this creates unnecessary issues, which I hope to address. Pretty simply, we need a fresh perspective, unburdened by the conflicts. And I can bring that.
Thank you for that. Thank you for stepping forward, and I wish you the best of luck. Was there anything else that you would like to leave for the voters that we haven't already covered?
Yeah, just reminding people to get out there and vote on November 2nd. And there's a wide range of candidates, so I hope people will get to know them and see what they're about and learn the people running for planning board specifically. Check out my website, BethWierling.com, W-I-E-R-L-I-N-G, feel free to email me, and happy to chat with anybody that has any questions.
And for those listening, you didn't need to run to Scrap and Paper. We'll include those links and info in the show notes, so you'll be able to find it via your app, or come to Franklin Matters and find the details there as well. Well, thank you for taking some time today, Beth. And as I mentioned, I wish you the best of luck as we go forward. And I'm sure we'll see each other as we go, because you're downtown, I walk downtown, and who knows what the future brings. We'll go there and visit that together.
Thanks, Steve. Sitting on my porch all the time on Main Street, right near the town common. Feel free to wave anytime.
Indeed. We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.